From the mysterious East, from the not-so-distant past, Art Institute Radio and Luxo Liniments are proud to present Belly Dancing Ninjas, Episode 1, Diamond of Danger. Marrakesh, 1935. A beautiful woman makes her way through a crowded marketplace.
Treasures, treasures from the tombs.
You weave a spell to enchant any man or beast into you.
The finest vegetables, good fruits, low prices for all of you.
Surprised to see me alive, Bakrash?
Hanalib Hassan.
Take me to the throat.
This is nonsense. I am but an innocent fruit merchant. And besides, the throat doesn't even exist. Ow! Ow! No! He would kill me!
Bakraj, I saved your life back on that Libyan freighter.
Yes, but I could never walk into the throat's mansion accompanied by a
jewel merchant. We'll say that I'm a jewel merchant.
All right. This way, jewel merchant.
Together, they make their way to the palatial residence of the Throat, criminal mastermind of all of Marrakesh. They meet him in his elegant courtyard.
This is...
Gauharat al-Hadira. I represent certain people who acquire interesting and valuable things.
Your Magisteriality, Mr. Throat. I tried to stop her.
Miss al-Hadira, I'm a simple farmer. I own nothing more interesting and valuable than an ox or a plow.
My party would like to buy the Hasid diamond.
Everyone knows that the Hasid diamond was stolen from Prince Nabeen. Owning that would make me a criminal.
Sir, no one thinks you're a criminal.
Bakraj.
Sorry, sir.
And your interest would make you a criminal, too. Or perhaps you were sent by the prince to reclaim his property. Right, Gauharat? Or should I say, Andalib?
No!
Yes, Miss Hassan. And here it is.
The Hasid diamond!
It's so beautiful.
Please, Andalib, take it.
What?
Take the diamond. Have a look.
More the fool you. Where did all those guys come from?
Those are my protectors. 50 swordsmen who would all lay down their lives for me. All arrayed against you, a mere slip of a girl.
Sir, I don't think...
Silence!
Yes, sir.
I will take the diamond back, thank you. We'd like you to go on and tell your precious prince that we have his precious jewel. So you won't give up your life today. We'll just settle for one of those long, pretty fingers.
Ow!
Sadira!
Show up in case of trouble, and not to worry, the rescue is in hand.
Sadira!
The Throat, you face a force more powerful than you can possibly know.
Right.
Give up now, and we may, spare your miserable life. Yeah.
Sadira!
Protectors!
Huh?
Oi!
Slay them!
Oi!
Uh-huh. I know. Some rescue.
Wait for it. Now!
We'll continue our story in just a moment. In the harsh conditions of the unforgiving desert, skin can get dry and irritated. And for your skin, nothing soothes like Luxo.
Luxo!
In the Middle East or the Northwest, in Persia or Poughkeepsie, remember the name, Luxo Luxuriating Cream. Because you deserve the luxury.
Luxo, it luxuriates your skin.
And now, back to the program.
Wait for it.
Now!
The zeal is a...
Yes, the zills, ancient Middle Eastern finger symbols, and in the hands of the belly dancing ninjas... deadly weapons.
Fall back! Fall back!
No! No, fight! Andalib!
Not so tough without all your boys.
What?
Take that!
Ow!
He dropped the diamond!
I'll take that. Thank you.
No! Protectors, help!
Oi!
As the ninjas fight their way to the exit, the Throat and Bakraj regroup under a table.
Ah!
Sadira!
And this fine potion will take a...
There she is!
Hi!
Aha! This way!
Andaliv spies an entrance into Throat's munitions building and rushes inside to hide and regroup.
One, two, three!
Andaliv flees up one staircase, then another, and another, until she reaches the roof of the munitions building, surrounded by boxes of explosives and a 50-foot drop on all sides. Cornered.
There she is!
Andaliv Hassan.
Throat, you make one move, I'll throw the Hasid diamond so far into the city you'll never find it.
Ah, the irony. You have something of great value to me. And I have something of great value to you.
Let me go.
Sadira!
So, now you must choose, ninja. The diamond or the girl?
No, don't do it.
Andaliv drops the diamond to the ground.
Here, take it.
You gullible fool. Protectors, throw Sadira off the roof.
No!
Sadira! Throat. You're foolish enough to light a torch in broad daylight?
And you, Andaliv, are foolish enough to stand beside a giant box of gunpowder.
Is this the end for Andaliv and Sidira? Will the Throat succeed in his nefarious plan to rob the prince? Find out during our next exciting installment of Belly Dancing Ninjas.